Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A Long Island mom is in trouble with the law for allegedly physically assaulting cops after her son was pulled over and got some traffic tickets.
We all want our mothers to be protective. But Nassau police say that 47-year-old Melinda Medina went too far after her 20-year-old son was stopped for driving with a suspended license and expired inspection sticker. Medina allegedly hit an officer with her crutch. They arrested the Levittown woman and took her to the Nassau University Medical Center for observation when they say she then punched another officer in the face. Both cops sustained injuries. Medina is charged with three counts of assault and harassment, among other charges. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Governor Murphy set to sign a package of seven gun safety bills in New Jersey. He announced his intention to sign the bills yesterday, just hours after the deadly mass shooting in Chicago, saying, quote, "We cannot wait. The new laws would regulate the sale of ammunition, require mandatory training for anyone who wants a gun, and requires people moving into New Jersey from out of state to register their guns. A new law would also empower the state's attorney general to prosecute gun manufacturers and retailers in an effort to clamp down on so-called ghost guns." The scourge of gun violence continues unabated in our area and in two other big cities in America. Yesterday, we start in Brooklyn.
A triple shooting took place inside a deli along Loring Avenue in East New York. This woman says she heard as many as 10 shots.
What I thought was like, oh my God, maybe somebody got hurt or kids out here probably got hurt.
In fact, two men in their early 20s were killed and an 18-year-old male is in critical condition. And police are holding a fourth male who was in the bodega. Cops say all three victims are known to them and three weapons were found in the deli. A source says there may have been a dispute. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in East New York.
Governor Hochul set to sign a legislative package aimed at combating climate change. Albany says the new laws would limit greenhouse gas emissions and create green jobs. This comes in the wake of the Supreme Court decision that limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to reduce carbon emissions from power plants that contribute to global warming. This is important information for you if you keep a car here in the city. Starting today, New York's alternate side of the street parking rules are now back in full effect. 2 years after then-Mayor Bill de Blasio cut back on street sweeping during the pandemic, forcing drivers to move their parked cars just one day a week, street cleaning schedules are now back to their pre-pandemic norms. In most areas, that means car owners will have to move their cars twice a week, though in some neighborhoods, the street sweeping takes place three or even four times a week. If you don't move it, well, you risk getting a $65 ticket. More New Yorkers continue to use cars to get around than before the pandemic. Data from the MTA shows more cars using the agency's bridges and tunnels each day, while subway ridership, that is about 40% lower than before the pandemic.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.